What's occurring?
Let me know how you get on. Guess along with us on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, if you were listening earlier, you know we were talking about my friend who is in the doghouse for not knowing the colour of his girlfriend's eyes. Which I think is a little bit of an overreaction.
Very harsh.
Because as we discovered earlier, blokes find it very hard to tell eye colour. It's a bloke thing.
It is a bloke thing, yeah. It's not that they're not interested in your eyes, it's just difficult to tell.
Yeah. A lot of blokes, we discovered, do not know the colour of their girlfriend's or wife's eyes. So I wanted to do a very scientific test to see if many people do actually know the colour of their partner's eyes, okay?
Okay.
We asked 10 people on the street, what colour are your partner's eyes? How many actually knew the answer?
People, is it men and women?
Yes.
How many did you ask again?
10.
I'm going to say 6.
5.
Tactical.
Nice.
I've got to be after it was fixed yesterday so you could win.
Fixed. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people of Great Britain, but how many actually know what colour their other half's eyes are?
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Right, do you know the colour of your girlfriend's eyes?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you know your partner's eye colour?
Yes. Brown.
You sure?
Positive.
Do you know the eye colour of your girlfriend?
No.
No clue?
No clue at all.
Have you never looked into her eyes longingly?
No.
Alright, are you more of a look at the fire man?
Yeah.
Do you know the colour of your boyfriend's eyes?
I think maybe green, but no, I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
No.
What colour are your girlfriend's eyes?
Brown.
You sure?
Positive.
How positive?
70%.
Do you know your boyfriend's eye colour?
Yes.
What is it?
Blue.
You sure?
Yeah.
When was the last time you checked?
Yesterday.
Did you have a good look or just a quick glance?
Quick glance. I think it's blue, yeah.
Think.
Do you know the eye colour of your girlfriend, boyfriend?
Yeah, dark brown.
You sure?
Absolutely sure.
Do you know the eye colour of your lovely lady?
Brown or hazel, I think. I'm not sure. Along them lines.
How long have you been together, if you don't mind me asking?
Going on about 3 years.
Do you know your boyfriend's eye colour?
I should do. Brown.
You sure?
Not 100%.
Got a girlfriend?
Yes.
And do you know her eye colour?
Yes.
What is her eye colour?
Blue.
Sure?
No.
You're not sure?
No, I'm not sure at all.
Why do you think it's blue then?
Because last time I checked it was blue. But I'm not sure which girlfriend it was though.
So, 3 people out of 10 knew.
There weren't very many sure, were there?
It's like, brown? It's like, you're guessing. 3 people, Chappers gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
Far be it for me to give relationship advice, but if your girlfriend has a go at you for not knowing her eye colour, don't then say to her, it's because I was looking at the fire.
No.
Because that won't go, that'll go down even worse.
I'm no expert, I just don't think they would like that.
No.
Right, next. You know, we were talking about this earlier. In the night garden. This is something I only discovered yesterday.
Now you're hooked.
A little bit, well, yeah.
How many series have there been now?
I've not.
Quite a few, haven't there?
Yeah.
Quite a few episodes.
That's not like me.
It's been on for years. It's not for a couple of years, maybe.
I might get a DVD box set.
Okay.
Can you get those?
I don't know, and I hope not.
If you didn't hear this earlier, this is something I watched when I was a little bit tired yesterday. I think it's supposed to be for preschool children. Chappers will know more.
So, yes,
I had no clue what was going on.
It's for under fours, I think.
Right. Well, how do they know what's going on?
Well, they don't, but they love it. They're obsessed by it. They just sit in front of the telly, very quiet, and if my experiences with my kids are anything to go by.
Don't get me wrong, I couldn't stop watching it, I just didn't know what was happening.
No. Well, I don't think you're meant to, really.
Is it a different language that only preschool kids understand?
Yeah. Okay. Only preschool kids can understand Makapaka.
A lot of people, you know, like 17, 18, 19-year-olds watch it as well. We got texts from them earlier. They very much enjoy it. But my question to you is this. On yesterday's episode of In the Night Garden... How many times does the Tumbly Boo's trousers fall down?
Oh, this isn't fair, because you've seen it.
Yeah, but I have seen it, and I did see yesterday's episode. But strangely enough, I didn't know it was going to be an oh, what's occurring question. So I wasn't sat there with my notebook.
Can I ask, did the Tumbly Boo's trousers fall down a lot on the show, or just this episode?
I think it's just this episode.
I've never seen them fall down before.
Mm. Okay. Have a guess, then. How often do they fall down in yesterday's episode of In the Night Garden?
I'm going to say six.
Chappers are saying six.
There's three Tom... Oh, I'm not going to give her any help, but there's three Tumbly Boos, and it might... Yeah, six.
You can get a box set. Loads of people are saying you can get a box set.
Seriously, don't. The last thing I need is In the Night Garden on my DVD player non-stop at home.
You could write the review on the back, Scott. I'm going to say five. It could be, I don't have a clue what's going on, but it's brilliant.
Yeah. So you're saying six, Chappers. Becky's saying five.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is In the Night Garden. Amazing, by the way. I suggest you check it out. From yesterday, how many times do the Tumbly Boo's trousers fall down?
Hold on to your trousers, Tumbly Boo's. Oops. Tumbly Boo trousers.
One.
Oops. Tumbly Boo trousers.
Can I say, when your trousers fall down, is there a drum roll beforehand?
Every time. Every time I take my pants off, big drum roll.
Okay.
Tumbly Boo trousers.
Three.
Oops. Tumbly Boo trousers.
Four.
Tumbly Boo trousers.
Five.
What are you doing?
Why don't the Tumbly Boos get a belt?
That's a good point.
Tumbly Boo trousers.
Six.
All aboard the Ninky Nong.
What?
Hold on to your Tumbly Boo trousers, Tumbly Boos.
What's going on? It's going to be a big fall down.
Tumbly Boo trousers.
Seven.
Tumbly Boo trousers.
Blimey. Eight.
Tumbly Boos love their Tumbly Boo trousers.
So nine times the Tumbly Boo trousers. Well, seriously, get a belt. Like, you've got the wrong size.
You can see how it does my head in after a while, can't you? Really?
Yeah.
Nine times, was it?
I know.
Oh, that's
one,
so cute, though.
One episode. That's amazing.
They're not that. You just.
Oh, watch out, Chappers!
No! No! Stop the roll!
Sorry about that, everybody. Needed to be a big roll.
Oh. So, you said six, so Chappers, you get the point.
Excellent.
Again. Very well done.
Oh! What's occurring?
The brilliant thing as well is that that programme is voiced by one of the most respected actors the country's ever had, Derek Jacobi.
Also, it's making a lot of people with kids on the text very happy this morning, like yeah. Rowan in Portsmouth. My two-year-old is now in stitches. Thank you for making it so much fun this morning. Right, so Chappers winning by 2 points. You know Timmy Mallett, by the way?
Yeah.
He really wants us to play his new single.
Right.
Because he did email me, as we found out earlier.
Name, Timmy Mallett.
But how badly do you think he wants us to play his track? Here's the message he sent.
Message? Hey, Scott. Happy New Year. Are you playing Biff Baff Boff yet? Recorded backstage at the Playhouse Theatre, Weston-super-Mare, with Barry Upton, Steps producer, during the current run of Peter Pan Panto. Mr. Mallett to the stage, please. In between takes. It is, of course, included in the panto, and the audiences all head out with big grins, yelling biff, baff, boff.
Now, you can imagine that it's very, very tempting for me to play this record, can't you?
Well, obviously, yeah.
So, I mean, I called him up yesterday after the show about his email.
Okay.
And I told him that there was a chance that we could play his track. But then I put Timmy Mallet on hold.
Oh.
How long would he hang on the phone for in the hope that I would come back and tell him if we could play the song or not? Biff, baff, boff.
Oh.
Oh, blimey.
Chappers?
I think a long time.
I think a long time. 2.5 minutes.
Chappers says 2.5 minutes. Becky.
Bless Timmy, I'm going to say 3.
3 minutes?
Yeah, I think he's really keen.
Okay. I must add something else to this equation, though. While he was hanging on the phone, we're playing him hold music with our special organ. We were playing popular TV themes down the phone to him very badly while he was on hold.
Right.
Are you still happy with your guesses or do you want to change?
No, I'll still go
for... because you're, like, on Radio 1 and he's emailed you asking. It's going to make his dreams come true. So, I think he'll hold for us until you go back to him, just forever.
All right, then, if that's what you think, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Timmy Mallet on hold, hoping that we will agree to play his song Biff Baff Boff. But how long will he actually stick it out for?
Morning.
Good morning, Timmy. It's Scott Mills.
Scott, hello, matey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you get my email?
I did. I just read it, actually. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Really good. Really good. Happy New Year.
And to you. I think we could... definitely play the song, and we can do that, I think, on our show.
Oh,
that'd be
brilliant.
Good.
Brilliant.
Yeah, hang on just a second. Let me just check we can play it. Hang on.
Yep.
Timmy's on hold now. I love our hold music. Seconds so far. Sorry, what have you been up to then since all that?
Oh, God, utter madness. You know, we got back from Australia on the Monday and...
Hang on a second. One minute 16.
Stay on to hear Baywatch,
Bon Tempi style.
Scott Mills, right?
Sorry, what were you saying? Sorry.
That's okay. Look, got back on the Monday and was straight down to Panto on the Tuesday, and I've been here ever since. A nice town.
Oh, hang on.
Good houses.
I think he's getting a bit annoyed now. 1 minute 50.
That's Moyles. Scott Mills, I met him. It's just afternoons. Drive time. He's going away. Some hold.
How long has it been now?
2 minutes 10.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, hi.
Hello, are you waiting for someone?
Well, I'm just in the middle of a call with Scott.
Scott who?
Scott Mills.
Oh, right. Can you just hold on? I'll see if I can get you through.
Started roping in the posh lady there as well. 2:38.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry, can I ask who's calling?
No, I'm not calling. He's calling me. It's Timmy Mallet.
All right, just hold on, please.
Approaching 3 minutes now. Are we going to play Biff Baff Boff? Really? 3:15.
Should I just ring off and ring the bag? Yeah.
3:35.
I think I should let this go.
3 minutes 48. What a nice man.
How desperate?
No.
Oh, no. Bless him.
To get it played.
Well, we... Timmy, I know you're listening. We're going to play a bit of Biff Baff Boff after 8:30.
Did he say he'd met you for an afternoon in a hotel?
I thought that as well.
Sound like
I don't remember that at all. Really don't remember that. So even though Becky got the last point, Chappers wins today's. Oh, what's occurring? 2-1. Let me know how you did. 8-1-1-9. Thank you, Timmy Mallett. If I wrote you a symphony.